This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Go ahead, listeners. Get that stirred up.
All right. Well, it's definitely stirred up now. You know, you're on the...
He's the best.
I don't know. Nobody listens to me. That's fine.
But... This is the most popular radio show in Chicago.
Well, so. I know. Okay. You said it, Lawrence, not me, but...
We'll send you the book.
Yeah, send me the book.
Afternoons on the Score.
Have the ability to learn fast. I think that's my phone. It's my alarm to eat.
Oh, it is that time of year where you have to get very quiet because Amen Corner, where you just pray that you survive, is coming up on the Masters.
Butler Cabin is a very special place to be. And once you've made it to Butler Cabin, then you get to go to Butler Dining Room. Is that what it's called? Is that where they serve dinner? At the Butler restaurant?
No, they only serve coffee there. Jimmy brews it.
He probably does. But no,
there's no mirrors in the bathrooms.
There's only giant fish tanks.
And you don't have to pay your bill.
Uh-huh. Jim Nance is like, how did Jimmy get in this cabin? This is my cabin. I wait here all year for the Masters.
He does.
So, but when you're the Masters champ, you get to plan the menu for the big meal. Right, Lawrence? This is how it goes. That you are the winner, so you get to plan the
entire dinner menu.
Okay. And you thought Scottie Scheffler's menu is on point.
I feel like he nailed it.
I haven't seen it yet. I wanted to let you make the big reveal here
on
the show.
Okay, so here's what the appetizers are.
Okay.
He's going to go with cheeseburger sliders, served Scottie style, which I don't know what that means. But so cheeseburger sliders and firecracker shrimp.
Yeah, that's delicious.
Sweet Thai chili and sriracha mayo for you to dip in if you want.
Mm-hmm.
The next appetizer is Papa Chef's meatball and ravioli bites.
So he's hitting three different nationalities here. They're populist. Is that one way to describe it, Shane, our food guy? These are populist. If they're not high end necessarily.
Well, from what I've read, he's connecting a lot of it to what his dad would make for him growing up.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. Yeah. It's pretty nice. So those are your
apps.
Yeah, that's the apps. First course, Texas style chili, cheddar cheese, jalapeno, and corn chips.
Man, I'm full already.
Main course.
I don't know. What room do you have left? What do you have? One shrimp? One firecracker shrimp?
Wood-fired cowboy ribeye or blackened redfish. Family-style macaroni and cheese, jalapeno cream corn, soy-glazed Brussels sprouts, chipotle-limed roasted sweet potatoes.
Man, would you say jalapeno creamed corn?
Yep.
Let's go.
And then dessert. Warm chocolate chip cookie skillet with vanilla bean ice cream.
Yeah, it's very solid. There's some basics that he's hitting there. Again,
everyone can eat here.
I stand by populist. It's not like he's not going like high-end fancy hoi polloi, But that sounds really good.
There's not a lot that I would change, honestly, to him, but you know, maybe if I had to make an amendment to Scotty's menu, I would get a little bit more adventurous with the dessert. Skillet cookie, love it. Maybe you go with a nice gelato there instead of just vanilla bean ice cream, and maybe that you go like caramel gelato with the cookie skillet.
I need a little something salty. As long as there's enough salt in the cookie.
You could go sea salt caramel gelato.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I'm going to tell you what Scotty style is for the burgers.
Thank you.
Please.
It's a smash burger, usually double smash burger, and then he puts fries on the burger and then just ketchup. So it's melted American cheese, Kraft single, what a smash burger should be, and then he just puts fries on the burger too.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I'd miss the pickle myself.
Yeah, I would too. Yeah.
And I'd want some onion on there, but that's just a personal preference.
Shane, that's Maddie style.
Shane, do you have any objections with Scotty's Scheffler's menu?
No, I'm very interested to see what the meatball and ravioli bites are. If it's a meatball inside of a ravioli, which would make it more of like a raviolo, like a bigger one, or if it's just like skewered meatball through a cheese ravioli.
Yeah, or
that,
what
either sounds great.
What if it's a meatball with a ravioli inside it? Could you do that?
Probably not. The pasta wouldn't really cook.
Yeah. All right, that's a good point. Well, we should. You had the idea. We need to do our own here. This is an opportunity for us, don't you think?
Yeah. Yeah, so we're going to do our own. We're going to release the same amount of courses in the same graphic, the same menu style, and we'll have that out before the Masters.
When do they eat? The night before round one, or they eat earlier in the week? Because you can't tell people what to eat the night before the tournament. You know what I mean?
It's April 8th.
So
that's before the tournament.
Right, but is that the Tuesday before the tournament? I wonder. I'll have to look on the calendar. It is the Tuesday. I nailed it. Because the Wednesday before the tournament, if somebody wants to eat a specific pre-tournament golf meal, you can't ask them to also eat your meal.
And Wednesday's family day, right? Isn't that the day when the family gets to be on the course? Or is that Monday?
Is it Ladies' Day? Is that Wednesday?
I think it's like you can have, like, that's the day where, like, your wife is your caddy. Your son is your caddy. It's the par three, right? The par three is
Wednesday.
Is it Wednesday or is it Monday?
I think it's Monday. Yeah, I think it's Monday. I think it's earlier.
Where's Barry Rosner?
Wednesday is ladies' night, and the feeling's right, I do believe. I'm pretty sure. If you hear any noise, you know.
It's just you and the boys?
It's on ladies' night. Exactly. Thank you for clarifying. So, all right, I like this. So we get to do the exact same number of courses in our menu. All right, very cool. Oh, man, that does sound good, actually, that entire thing. Lawrence, it's out. I wait for it every year, and now it has a companion.
Put it back in.
The True Pitching Aces in baseball is now accompanied with a list of the very best position players in baseball. Both lists have been revealed. How many of the best pitchers and best position players are actually part of the Cubs and or White Sox? I've done the digging and the researching and can share it with you next.
I can think about it during the break
yes,
and give you,
can. You
a bad answer.
That's how we do it.
All right, it's next here on The Score.